this week, a team of team members from the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project is out doing mosquito sampling in an area where they lost 10 birds this month. Program coordinator Hannah Mounts talked about the setback to the translocation project, moving part of a colony of the endangered honey creeper, the QEQ, to a newly forested area on the slopes of Haleakala.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, pretty deflating after having a really amazing translocation effort. You know, we were out in the field for a couple of weeks catching these birds and moving these birds with this, you know, huge partnership and all these organizations, and everything went so smoothly, and, you know, the birds survived the translocation. And then as soon as they got over to the release site, some of the captive raised birds that had already been over there for a little over a week started showing signs of illness. I think one bird died at first, another bird died a couple days later, and we didn't know what to think. You know, we send these birds out for necropsy, and we thought maybe somehow the stress levels were affecting those captive birds in a different way than anticipated. Maybe somehow the captive birds had been exposed to disease levels in transfer or something like that that we hadn't anticipated. But then once we lost a couple wild birds about 2 weeks after that, it was really evident that disease levels on the landscape had changed, and that these guys were definitely getting exposed to and impacted by avian malaria. Usually we talk about areas where native forest birds can survive as being above this invisible mosquito line, if you will, and mosquitoes and the disease survive well below that, where there's the weather is warmer, and then they don't survive well and the disease is not transmitted readily above that line. That line in the past has been around 4,700 feet, and so we have all our remaining forest birds above that. We've done, obviously, disease testing for prevalence in both mosquitoes and non-native birds on site in Nakula, you know, for several years, and disease levels were basically at a similar, suitable, acceptable level to other areas where we have endangered forest birds. What we think is going on right now is that we are seeing disease levels at a much higher elevation. We're seeing more mosquitoes, we're seeing more mosquito larvae, and there's probably just more infected non-native birds in general that are able to survive and serve as hosts for the disease. At these higher elevation levels, we have had really warm weather, record-breaking warm weather, you know, all year, and we might be looking at something as staggering as like a 6,000-foot disease line now.
So what happens then to this project?
We're definitely at a big regroup point. There were a lot of news articles that came out, you know, after the bird deaths, you know, saying the translocation was on hold, and while we're definitely not moving more birds over at this point, the recovery efforts are definitely not on hold. What exactly the next steps are going to look like still has to be determined. We're going to have to put all the options on the table. You know, other islands aren't off the table. Trying to rebuild forests at higher elevations than we have previously is not off the table. Bringing birds into a different kind of zoo environment to hold them till we can get this disease problem under control is not off the table. But if we've got a disease line on the windward slopes at 6,000 feet, our population estimates are probably, you know, six times too high. So, you know, we were talking before, we thought, oh, we might have 300 QEQ, and if we can get birds on the leeward side, you know, then we can maintain that population, you know, 20 years into the future. If we're looking at only having acceptable habitat for this species above 6,000 feet, we might be looking at 40 or 50 individuals in total for the global population. What we found from this translocation is different species have different susceptibility levels to avian malaria, and some species, you know, species that have gone extinct have been really, really susceptible to it and can't survive in the face of any disease prevalence at all. We've got other species like Apapani and Amakihi that can survive in the face of some disease prevalence. It looks like QEQ are very, very susceptible to succumbing to the disease very, very quickly. The first few birds that died in Nakula would have, if they got exposed their very first day on site and bit by a mosquito that was carrying avian malaria, which, you know, seems unlikely that they'd get bit as soon as they got there. But the number of days after exposure where they were dying is faster than we've seen this disease progress in any other honey creeper species. So these guys are proving to be the most sensitive of any species we've seen. You know, nobody knew that. We have never been able to challenge these species or wanted to challenge this species with disease before. But now, as we're coupling these deaths with what we saw during the capture trips, where we weren't finding very many birds, we didn't find any birds below 6,000 feet at all. Most of the birds we found were around 6,500 feet. We were capturing mostly males. We were finding very few females on the landscape. All of these things that seemed odd but possibly explainable coupled together now are just raising a lot of red flags that the species is in a lot worse shape than we had predicted. And everybody statewide is really worried about what these higher temperatures are going to mean for all of the Hawaiian species across all the islands, because if we're looking at this disease line that's moved up on Maui, we're also looking at disease line that has moved up on the other islands as well. So statewide, I mean, this could be really devastating for lots of species. Nobody has the exact answers yet, but it's going to be something. You know, even though we have this great forest in Nakula that may not be suitable for Kiwiki right now, hopefully it could be suitable for them in the future. Mosquito control is still quite a few years off. And so what we need to do for this species is figure out what we're going to do for them next steps here in the next 5 years so that we can get them to that next point where we maybe do have mosquito control tools available. But if their population is only in this very small area on the windward slope and they're only above 6,000 feet, they're not going to have robust enough numbers to be able to make it through to those next years on their own.
That was Hannah Mounts, a project director of the Maui Forest Bird Relocation Project. She says federal and state partners will meet on December 3rd to talk about the growing threat to the birds. And the group will be hosting a Pint Night fundraiser on November 29th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Maui Brewing Company in Kahana. Find details on our page at hawaiipublicradio.org.